Okay, family. I know you've guys seen it all over Twitter, the little video. The Alphabet Committee are going after women. They're finally verbalizing and launching their political campaign against women. This is sickening. To call out women and feminists and all this other kind of thing for being women, like, nah, bro, you do not have a womb. That's number one. That's number one. And this whole thing talking about discriminating them against them to compete in female sports, no, because you are anatomically a man. You give a fuck about how you feel. No, that shit is that's not okay. You have a physical advantage. Now, in all the sports where that doesn't matter, like figure skating and certain competitions like gymnastics and stuff like that, oh, have at it. You know, there's certain competitions too where I don't think it really should matter as much. But mixed martial arts, swimming, all that physical stuff, no. No. That's not cool. That's not okay. You know, and the thing is, you are not a woman, you're a trans woman. That mean that you have a dang-a-lang or had was born with one. Now, whether or not you feel like that was appropriate for you, that's your business. That's your business. But it does not change the fact that that's how you were born. And that has not changed. Now, if the technology changed, maybe, you know, technology changed to make you on a physical level like a woman, whatever. But right now, y'all still have man bodies, man hormones, and it does not matter how much of the other of estrogen you take, there's only so low your testosterone is going to get. And particularly when you're competing in sports, where testosterone levels elevate for both genders. So that shit right there, it's like, again, it's sickening. All this shit, like, they don't give a fuck about women. Let's just be very clear about that. They have not, all this bullshit, this Me Too movement has been bullshit. If we're gonna call out BLM, we gotta call out Me Too. But a lot of the black crew been calling that out, so that's not a thing. But I'm talking about countrywide. We gotta, like, that shit is bullshit. Me Too has only been about attacking black men, which they've been doing. They don't give a fuck about women. They don't give a damn. And they still make less money than men. I don't know where this equality or shit getting better. Everybody telling you shit getting better. I want to know where and why and how. Meanwhile, when it seemed like they ostensibly give you something, they're going around finding ways to take it away. The white man is a dirty bastard. I just have to say that. This shit is ridiculous. All this stuff in favor for white men. And all these people, these coalitions, this alleged rainbow coalition is the biggest farce. Because the LGBT community is not united racially. It's not. It's simply not. You can see that shit. That shit is not. There is no unity there. It's only unified when they come out in commercials and want to address the media and want to get this and that. All that shit is a charade. And at the end of the day, all it's going to do is benefit white men, white transgender women, and gay men. But right now, this is the transgender thing. And this is an attack against women. For sure. For sure. At what point are we going to draw the goddamn line? There got to be a damn line to this shit. Hell no. No. You said that was how you feel. Okay. That's your lifestyle. Okay. You don't want to be persecuted. That's fine. All that shit. And I think you should be able to get a job, any kind of job that you want. Like, do you. The shit is out there for you to do you. Go do you. Okay? But there's certain lines that should not be crossed. That hell no. Shit is ridiculous. You got this damn society trying to literally play God and redefine reality right before our very eyes. And that's bullshit. I ain't going for that. Motherfuckers really try to sit here and control you and redefine reality. No differently than how they try to redefine or have redefined what it looks like to be a Jew. What it looks like to be an Egyptian. They say, shit, if we can make the world think that shit, we can make the world think that a man is a woman and a woman is a man. Although the shit is all the focus is on the men. Give a fuck about women. Most of y'all ain't never seen a trans man, a woman to a man ever. I have. I live in the Bay Area. But most of y'all ain't never, ever, ever seen one. You ain't seen one on TV. Probably didn't even know they exist. I'm trying to tell y'all, this shit is man attack on woman. But this dude is so goddamn nefarious. He say, well, if I can't be a man and attack the woman no more, then I'ma be a woman. Right? I'ma be able to come and fix some laws around so I can come out as a woman, and then I'ma go and and take them down. Then I can attack them like that. Because I don't want to see women in sports anyway. So what are we going to do is we're going to be women's. And we're going to be in sports. And there ain't going to be no more women's sports. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, this fucking benefits shit. Oh, my God. This is the extent that they will go. Family, to get some benefits. To keep benefits. this shit is disturbing. And to the black trans women that's getting on with that shit, that's cool with all that bullshit. Oh my God, there is something wrong. Ooh, and this shit, and it's like it got it to a point to where they try to make it to where you can't say anything, but fuck that. No, that's some bullshit. There are differences, and I don't like the fact that they're taking the value of what it means to be a woman, the fact that she gives life, such a significant thing, and is the foundation of so many things. See, family, we have to understand that this society is the antithesis of our society. Everything that our society is, they're the opposite. And that is the Eurasian. And I mean the Eurasian. Okay? And this goes back to their original philosophy. See, in our philosophy, we thought the womb was sacred. In their philosophy, the woman was a dragon that they had to slay, and the world was basically built from her flesh. You have to understand the differences. One society built a society off of the love and nurturing and respect for the woman. The other side built their society off her exploitation. That's what that message tells you. Go get into that Sumer original philosophy, how they begin their shit. You get into, what's her name? I believe it's Tiamat. Yeah. You get into that. You find out about your enemy. Everything that they stand for is the opposite. And they want to take power from everything which we derive strength from. I don't even want to get into the fact that they're missing, a lot of Europeans are missing that, that M, I believe, haplogroup, but that's, see, that's science that I'm starting to delve into, so I don't really want to speak on stuff that I'm learning currently, because I want to be able to speak on it, you know, accurately, you know. And we do talk a lot about mitochondrial DNA, the DNA that's passed from the woman, but there's not a lot that's talked about as far as the paternal side. And I mean, there is a science to it, and there are some interesting things as far as that. You know, through the paternal side, you have a relationship between Ramses, Nelson Mandela, and some white folks, but a lot of mixing. See, you have to understand mixing and where that Ramses line probably went. Well, we know. We know. We know. And Ramses was a he was a conqueror too, so, and he was different. See, Ramses the Third was not a real Ramses. Just allow me a moment to go for a brief segue. The third Ramses was not a real Ramses. He inherits the title, and this is at a time where Egypt is at its very like low point. So he's very, very different from, and I'm not saying that he's racially different, but I'm saying that he's different from the Ramses the First, and then Seti I, and then Ramses the Second. You know, for a lot of your biblical folks, you guys think is Ramses the First, Ramses the Second. No, and that just shows you poor plagiarization of history. But anyway, my main point is that these people are very different from who we are. Very, very different. Very different. Okay. And they show you that in so many different ways. And their resentment to the woman is something that it's hard to really put into, it's really hard to put into words, because there's stages to this. Even when you get into Cecil Rhodes, Cecil Rhodes is known for being a pretty big misogynist and not like women. Almost got checked by one of the queens, either Elizabeth or the other one, but he got checked on his misogyny. But yeah, you have this awkward relationship, and that's the part to where I feel like this shit is a bit different, because I don't feel like anything should be built off the hatred or the resentment towards something. And a lot of these people, I talk a lot about that book written by that asshole. I have it now. It's called Simply a Negress, and that was a dude who married his Ethiopian slave and found out years later that he liked men, particularly young men between the ages of 14, 15, and 16. Yeah, very, very interesting, especially because you see such a correlation with that. And when you start looking at like certain like GSA or certain, you know, LGBT organizations, you see that structure. And then when you see them out and about, like when you work in the city and you see them out and about, you see these older men with these basically teenage boys spending money on them. You know, you see a lot of relationships between, you know, older women and like teenage girls, you know, no differently than we've seen a lot of dudes go to the high schools and they, you know, but we see this there, but nobody talks about it. You know, it's one of those things that you're not even allowed to talk about, but you have that existing. But at the same time, you have these LGBT pageants for children that shows their sexuality. Why are they dressed like that? I don't believe that children should be like expressing their sexuality like that. Now, if they happen to be like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just not what we do. Hell, even when I was a teenager, 12, 13 years old, and I was horny and all that kind of shit, there's things that you do and you don't do. Period. Even if you have sex on the brain, you know, there's certain things like you're not supposed, like that's just not appropriate. But these things exist in that world, but you're not allowed to criticize it, you know. And that's the other thing that really, 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 really strikes a nerve with me, and I try to put my finger on it, because there's a thing about these highly misogynistic European societies and homosexual love, but homosexual love with young boys. Let's not forget Plato and what he said about young boys. Like, this is a very disturbing thing. You know, and the fact that that's the preference. And then you can, it's like, you know, then you have the ideology of active versus passive. And that's something that I picked up from that book by Robert Aldrich, homosexuality and colonialism. And I did find some things in there about what they was doing with black people. That's how I found out about that book, Simply a Negress. You know, it's so interesting, like, that the author, who I suspect probably is homosexual, and I say that because, like, he made such a point to say that the book wouldn't be about women. This was, you know, or like lesbians. This is about homosexuals and the male, because there's this ideology between the, you know, in this white dominant society that, you know, they only acknowledge the man. Like, when you think of homosexual, you're not allowed to think, you say homosexual or lesbian. That's how that kind of works, even though lesbians are homosexuals. But it's, you know, it's that whole idea that you, like, they claim that, like, they don't think of that. Like, when they think of gay, like, it's gay and lesbian, even though women that are lesbian are gay. You understand? Like, but they, because they dominate, they only think about that. That's kind of goes into what I'm saying. Like, you're only going to see male transgender. This is male hatred on a different level. And I'm not saying everybody who's homosexual hates women, but homosexual men hate women, but there's a vast majority of them that do. And when you get into the history of it, that's kind of how it starts. And it also starts because there's a lack of respect there, you know, especially in the way that these men used to view women. Think about how Roman society didn't view women, respect their women. You know, and then when they kind of come into their knowledge, the Europeans go through their Renaissance, you know, come into the 1500s, 1600s, more so in the 1600s, you start seeing more of the conversions of the names during that time. You start to see them develop this attitude, this disdain again for women on a different level, you know. Like, you know, that whole idea that she just, like, only good thing she's good for is having sex, and they have such a resentment for the fact that they want that they desire that, almost to the point where they say, what the hell, like, and it's fucking up my sound. I know you guys heard that. I'm gonna have to go in there and edit this out the best of my ability. Look at that damn sound wave. Are you kidding me? But it's mostly on the high end, so I'll deal with it anyway. It's a pain in the ass. But there's such a resentment that they have for women, and the fact that they are sexually attracted to them to the point where they feel like they're almost powerless. And I think that's also part of where the fascination of them, particularly European society, or just in general, the fascination is with women, the power of women, the allure that they have. And I think it's a power that they want. It's some, you know what I'm saying? And especially the power to give life. That's also something that no matter how great that, you know, white man thinks that he is, or any man thinks that they are, they still need that woman at the end of the day. And like, even when we're speaking about, like, DNA, mitochondrial DNA is the only, like, males really can't pass on that. Like, they have it, but they can't pass it on. They pass on something else. But as far as mitochondrial DNA, males can't pass that. So there's a thing, but that's something that they have a hard time, I feel like, dealing with. I feel like that's a lot of their spite, you know. And when you look at great societies and you think about when Europeans came into power, like, everything about their world that they thought was cool, that, you know, the simplicity of it, that's not how the rest of the world worked. When they came into Egypt, shit, they had an answer to a woman. She had power, authority. He had to respect her. There's a reason why they started to look at and have certain images of black women in a favorable light, but these were the ones that they had respect for. Their society, there was no room for respect for women. But see, that's the issue with it. And there's a lot of them that can't handle that, don't want to handle that. A lot of this stuff, it's anti-woman. A lot of this LGBT shit, when you really boil it down, a lot of it is anti-woman, although they exploit women. They use them. They definitely do. Because they, like, what do they get? And they're hardly ever thought of. And I know they got a couple of LGBT folks that they, but a lot of this shit, like, it's political. It's political. It gives people no benefit. It's not benefiting the LGBT society. LGBT society, but see, because LGBT society is so diverse and it's mostly white folks, like, they don't care. Like, all it is a little extra trinkets and they don't give a fuck. They got everything. And some of the Negroes that's behind it, they happy to get some of these trinkets. Let's just keep it real. Like that Negro that was on there talking about, you know, yeah, and these feminists are against us in sports. Because you look like a linebacker. The fuck you mean? Equality my ass. You look like warm fucking saps, sister. But with the build and beard and shit. Y'all saw the video. Y'all saw it. Y'all seen that shit circulating all over Twitter. Y'all know what I'm talking about. No, I don't want to see you compete against women. No, fuck that. No. 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 Motherfuckers want to call me hateful. See, that's that shit. That's in essence the Kyrie Irving situation. I'm going to control what you say. Fuck that. What's right is right. What's wrong is wrong. And two things can be different. Two things can be true. It can be okay for you to be who you are. That's great. But no, you can't be in sports. And yeah, y'all gonna have to deal with that, a lot of that anti-woman shit that's in that LGBT shit. And that shit is a fraud. There ain't no unity. They only do that shit for commercials. That shit is fake. The people who do that shit, they doing that shit for a check, man. And it's obvious. That shit is obvious. That shit don't make no motherfucking sense. Like, and I'm thinking about that video as I'm saying that, because it's just like, y'all knew that y'all could have got a more feminine looking transgender, but you gonna pick the huskiest one to go say that shit. Oh, no, you picked the huskiest transgender black woman with the beard on to say that. No, you not. Like, you, like, that's where you, like, you're trying to be funny. And I know a lot of the people who control that media, they have a sense of humor. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, that's hilarious. Watch this. Yeah, no, we want real authentic. You know, because not every transgender out there is gonna look like that. No, we're gonna and you're gonna put out Warren Sapp system with the beard on to go say that shit. No, I don't want to see you compete in sports. Your ass is big as shit. Biggest motherfucker. I got to go watch you compete against regular size big women. No. That's two different types of big. No. Shit, motherfucker look like they play peewee. But no. Gotta draw the line somewhere. The line has to be drawn somewhere. That is some bullshit. The fact they made an ad like that was some bullshit. And how dare you? They're taking that shit too far. Hell no. Motherfucker 6'5 and shit. Talking about, I wouldn't know. And yeah, if I see you beating up on a regular woman, a born woman, or whatever the fuck term that is, a woman, I'm gonna beat your ass. Fuck that shit. No. Nope. And see, that's the best part, because there was a time I had to break up a fight. And that's the shit that be, see, and that's that undercover shit. And what I mean by undercover shit is that niggas want to be females to an extent so they can hate on other females or get into it, and they think ain't nobody supposed to do nothing to them. That's that weak shit. That's that soft shit. You know, I'm breaking up a fight on Bart. This nigga, and this is the thing that let me know about it. And if you were a person that was on Bart that day, well, yeah, I'm crazy, because I was stopping a lot of fights that day. But anyway, they get into it about some shit. They get into an argument, wooty wooty whoop. They all in it. That's cool. Then they start talking about they wanting to fight. Now at first I'm like, this is a very femme gay dude, but I'm like, you still a dude. And I thought about it. And then I said, no, I'm not going to let this go down. And the cold part about it was, because they getting off at West Oakland. So I knew that she probably, you know, probably had some hands, whatever. But I wasn't going to let that go down, because I'm just like, no. No. Because even if he can't fight, all he got to do is just kind of cake her a couple times. And I'm assessing. I'm like, all you got to do is just kind of cake her a couple of times and this can go left. So, no. I'm just going to have to just be the asshole for the day. And after that, really, really clarified my mind on certain things. Okay. And then you also have to keep in mind that you can't just cause, and I'm talking about transgenders in particular, just because they're transgender, don't think that you're going to automatically whoop their ass. And that's the same thing with gay dudes. Don't think that just because he gay, he can't fight, or he, you know what I'm saying? You got to always keep that shit in mind. You know, the motherfucker might talk, but you know, my motherfucker might be able to scrap. This real shit. You know, then you always have to keep in mind they may not have always been like that. Like, and like, yeah, like, come on now. That's where shit is, and that's like that, like the little, like chivalry. Like, chivalry is really, you know, an insult to women. It's really talking about how weak they are, but it does it in a way that seems like they're being complimentary. Like, I have to do this. And that's where a lot of this fucking LGBT shit is, because they got a lot of this shit where it's like, you know, they put it out there like, you gonna abuse LGBT and they gonna show the scrawniest feminine, you know. And I'm just like, nigga. Shit, like, have you seen most of these niggas? They look like regular niggas. They look like regular niggas. You know what I'm saying? It's just what it is. You know, and just don't assume that you go whoop their ass. You know, now a lot of them, I'm gonna keep it a buck, probably can't fight, but a lot of people can't fight, so that's not a like a gay thing. That's a most motherfuckers can't fight thing, and that's just the real. And you know, I don't give a damn if your ass only had two fights in school. Your ass can't fight. Unless you got like some boxing under your belt, you did, you know what I'm saying, competed in, or did some things like that. But if you only had two fights, your ass can't fight. Sorry. It's just what it is. And you're going to lose to somebody who can. Y'all don't even know how to, anyway, I'm not even going to get into all that. But that's what that is. But if you a man and I see you, or if you used to be one, and I see you putting hands on a born female, I'm gonna beat your ass. Or not beat your ass, like, because you might be 6'6", 6'7". Hub might know a couple of things. Like, I'm not going to assume. Like, that's how I think, but I'm not going to assume, like, in a disrespectful way, like, I'm gonna beat your ass. But that is how I think, right? So, yeah. I see that. Yeah, I'm gonna have to put these things on you. You know, and we're gonna be chunking them. Better me, like, you know, let me give you more of the competition. And that's the fucked up thing about it. You know, it's like it's something really weird about that, and I can't quite like put my finger on it in a way to explain it, family. And I know I haven't, but this shit kind of bothered me. Because I'm looking at it from the whole scope of look at what how far they're going in multiple avenues to control the way that we think. And we know that they've been controlling it, but look at the desperation. It's not even subtle. They might as well just shut up and just do as I say. That's the level that they're getting with it. And yeah, I'm not comfortable with that. That shit is not cool. Now you got Biden when he come back want to talk about getting rid of the guns and semi-automatic weapon. Hold on, motherfucker, that mean my pistol. What you mean semi-automatic? See, that's why I try to tell y'all about all that trick language, that rhetoric that they use. Talking about assault weapons. See, that's not assault rifle. See, they make you think it's assault rifle because they say assault weapon, and then they start showing you assault rifles and the semi-automatic version of these assault rifles. But that's most pistols, because if they say if you got a pistol that's not a semi, you got an old ass gun. Okay. And no, you cannot allow Joe Buckethead to get rid of the guns. Damn that. No. Because somebody at Walmart got the tripping, somebody in white society get the tripping every day. Who cares? Okay? We need our guns against them. And most of these people doing the shooting, they not going to the regular store and getting a gun. If you want to talk about crime or like things of that nature, then come on now. You just want to disarm the people the same way you coerce people to get in the jab, the same way you're trying to get people to get on board with these trans women getting into sports. No. Hell no. No. And y'all disrespectful with that. Got Warren Sapp's sister, trans. Talking about and the females are not real feminists because they don't want us in sport. No, don't want to see you compete against. That's two different types of beer, as I said. But I don't want to stay on that too long, family. But like I said, that stuff really disturbs me when they're trying to force that down our throats, and it's not just us that see it. No, and we cannot. No, we're not letting that happen. That's a disrespect to women. They keep trying to devalue what a woman is by changing its fucking meaning. But they can't, they don't have a womb. They can't pass on mitochondrial DNA. The woman is the key to life. She's the key to civilization. But again, family, look at Eurasian civilization, look at their texts. And look at our text. They are the antithesis of everything that we stand for. They went to war. I already talked about Tiamat, but we should know about Romulus and Reme and the she-wolf that they despised. And then you have to keep in mind that they still low-key calling they mother a bitch. When you really think about it. That's a lack of respect. That's a lack of respect. And it's morphed into something that is, this is something really disturbing what it's turned into. Such a hatred for the woman to morph into something like this. And then try to tell you bet not say nothing about it. That's what they say. You bet not question it. Or you're a bigot. Bigot my ass. Let the motherfuckers do some ballet or some shit. Compete in ballet. Compete in some figure skating or some shit, you know, do some shit like that. All this physical shit. That's a really, like I said, that's a really, really weak way to keep women out of sports. Now that you didn't let women in the sports, you're like, okay, we got to find a way to get them out of this stuff. So we going to play in their sports. And then if we in their sports, then we ain't got to watch a woman dribble a basketball ever. No, I don't want, no. And I like seeing the women play basketball. They need to advertise it better, talk about their struggle, and they don't advertise it. They need to put some money behind it. That's all. That's all they got to do. Shit, I like watching the women's play. People watch women's sports when it's the Olympics. Don't, man. They need to stop. Like, people don't watch women's tennis. But women have been playing tennis for a long enough time, and then they promote it when it's not the Williams sisters. Let's just keep it real. I heard somebody the other day overlook the Williams. Well, not just that, just the fact that black women in sports, in terms of Americans, are doing really well, but they don't even think about that. See, that just shows you something about white society and people that have grown up in white society, is that they don't even consider, like, the black folks, you know, representative of them, truly, like sports. Like basketball, they probably, you know, there's a few that care, but they don't give a fuck. White people don't give a fuck. That's why they still hold on to baseball. Hold on to that shit. But anyway, I don't want to go on a tangent, family. Thanks for all the support. My link's in the description below. So, oh, and keep listening to my advertisement, because that's how I get paid and it helps me out. So, with that being said, peace, love, and light, y'all. Tech out.